Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. For many people in the Sacramento area, the only time they think about visiting Apple Hill, the collection of orchards and farms off Highway 50 just past Placerville in El Dorado County, is during the fall when it's peak apple picking season. But did you know that the off-season can be just as enticing for a visit? Bonus, it's often cooler up there than Sacramento these days, too. With a variety of wineries, breweries, and diverse selection of crops, right now is a prime time for lavender and blueberries, to name a few. And at many places, you can cut or pick your own. To celebrate that bounty, Bluestone Meadow Farm is hosting the Lavender Blue Festival this weekend. Joining us to talk about the farm, the festival, and this calming plant is John Havicon. He and his wife, Carolyn, own and operate Bluestone. John, welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
So Bluestone Meadow has a really interesting history, even being used as a relay stop by the Pony Express at one point, I understand. Can you tell us a little more about this place you call home? When did you come to live there?
We actually moved there in about 2009. We lived in Cameron Park prior to that, and when our kids are headed off to college, we sold our house and decided to find a farm, and that was just it was a big field when we found it, and wow. So I had to build everything, and
so just a big farm and has some history as a relay stop by the Pony Express, is that right?
Yes, it was called the 2 Mile Station because it was 2 miles outside of Placerville. And there was a house just south of our area there that's where they used to do the relay station at.
And I understand that there's a history there. Before it was a farm, it was a ranch, a pear orchard until the 1960s. Is that right?
Correct. The first owner started planting pears about the late 1800s and continued and it stayed as a pear orchard for about almost until 1950.
So the area, of course, is now known for its apples and lots of out-of-town traffic in the fall. How did you choose lavender as a crop in Apple Hill, and why be different?
Well, we thought about growing apples, and I do grow apples on our property. But when we first started, we were growing pumpkins, and we wanted a secondary crop and something, a summer crop, and that just kind of blossomed. My son-in-law suggested, actually, why not flowers? And so we looked into that and actually went to Sequim, Washington, which is what we call the lavender capital of the U.S. for lavender.
Right.
Similar to Apple Hill, but they got the lavender flowers up there. And we talked to a lot of the farmers and decided that will work. We got the right climate and good drainage, and so we started planting lavender.
Was that something you did right away, or was that just a process over time?
After a couple of years, we bought the property in 2009. We started planting about 2 years later.
So you have become known as the lavender answer guy. Tell
yes.
me about that. What's the most interesting question you've ever fielded about this plant?
Well, the variety of questions. Most of the time they just hand me a plant or they take a picture of a plant and saying, what kind of lavender is this? Which is really hard to tell when you're looking at a picture. I know some differences in some of the plants, but really when you show me a flower, it's a little challenging.
Before you came down Highway 50 this morning for our interview, you did a lavender distilling demonstration. What does that entail, and will people who attend the Lavender Blue Festival be able to participate in something like that?
Yes, that's one of my favorite things to do with lavender. I feel kind of like the science side of things because I take a regular still, just like a whiskey still, but you can process the lavender and get the lavender oil out of it, so I can get 100% essential oil from the lavender. It's steam distillation, which is one of the several different processes to get oil out of a plant or a flower.
So it sounds like people can not just enjoy the experience up there, but learn a few things as well. What other kind of events or activities can people expect at the farm this weekend and next?
Oh, we do have some craft vendors out there that are selling their products. We have a musician is playing as you're out there in the fields. It's very relaxing to just hear him saying, for the kids, we have a kids zone. We have a wedding area, but we've set up our wedding area with all sorts of different kid activities that are more farm-related activities rather than rides and things like that. So you can milk Sheila the cow. It's a kind of a made out of wood, but she's got udders, and a couple others. You can lasso a cow out there also. We've got Bubbles. We've got the bee train, which the kids just love the bee train. And then we have a little place for duck races where we use the old-fashioned hand pumps to push little plastic ducks around a trough, and kids just love the activities. Plus, we got llamas and alpaca and goats that they can go out and visit and give them some treats.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I imagine the animals are a big hit with the kids and the families.
Oh, they are.
What's it like to see the community up there and across the region embrace your love of lavender?
Well, people are up there to enjoy themselves and just to have the opportunity to walk out in the fields and out in the country. It's a nice clean air, and the flowers are abundant. They can just get out there and enjoy themselves. People are in a real good mood when they're there and enjoying themselves.
Well, and lavender has a calming effect, right?
It does. Yes, just the smell of lavender is I call it the kind of the other medicinal herb.
Sure, sure. I think we know what the other one is. Yes. So, what's your favorite way to use lavender in a dessert?
Oh, I love to make lavender ice cream. It's just a nice little touch of lavender and a vanilla ice cream. It just tastes wonderful.
That's great. And is that, I don't know, something that is sold up there at the farm?
No, our cottage food permit won't let us do that, but I make it on my own.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, hopefully folks can look into that. And finally, we talked a lot about lavender, but have you branched out to any other, just in the short time we have, branched out to any other crops recently?
We have put in some apples. We are trying to keep the Apple Hill tradition. So we do have about 3 acres of apple trees also that we're hopefully someday going to be selling those and doing a new pick in the fall.
Apples, llamas, lavender, you've got it all up there. That sounds like a lot of fun. John, thank you very much for joining us here on Insight.
My pleasure.
That was John Havicon. He and his wife, Carolyn, own and operate Bluestone Meadow Farm in Placerville. They're hosting the Lavender Blue Festival there this weekend, which is free and open to the public, though reservations are recommended. You can find out more on our Insight page. And once again, really appreciate you joining us. That's it for Insight today, but before we go, we want to share a quick update from Insight's regular host, Vicky Gonzalez, who is currently out on leave after a recent breast cancer diagnosis.
In the past 2 weeks, there has just been an outpouring of love, touching words, thoughtful care packages, delicious home-cooked meals, and continuous check-ins that just feel like warm hugs. So I wanted to say hi, check in, let you know how I'm doing, and most importantly, say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Support and kindness is a perfect distraction when it comes to breast cancer. Recently, I underwent a bilateral, that's a double mastectomy. Aside from being expectedly tight, stiff, and tender, I am feeling better each and every day, both in body and in spirit. And the overwhelming reason is because of the people that I'm lucky to have in my life. Right now, as I continue to heal, I'm in a bit of a holding pattern. Up next is my final pathology results, which will shape treatment recommendations. So in the meantime, I'm taking advantage of feeling relatively good and especially enjoying what each day brings. Keep in touch.
Thank you very much for listening. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicki Gonzalez. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.